Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Church. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go to Ephesians 2. Ephesians 2, verse 4. Man, if this don't stir you up, you're not awake or something. Just stay with it. If you're not excited about it, don't throw this away. Keep hearing it. Keep thinking about it until the revelation comes to you of what's going on here. This is, you know, real Christianity is not this dull, dead, boring thing that passes for Christianity in so much of the earth. Oh, no. Christianity is the most exciting thing on the planet in all time and eternity. It is the most exciting, the most exhilarating, the fullest life possible. There is no life outside of Him. Ephesians 2, 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. When Christ was made alive, were we made alive? The Bible says we were. By grace we're saved. Not based on anything you did. It's just the grace of God. And what else happened? He has raised us up together. When He was raised, were you raised? This is worthy of much meditation. Said out loud, when He died, I died. When He was crucified, I was crucified. Now let you stop right there. What are you talking about? The old man. The man full of sin. The disobedient, rebellious man. Did you hear me? The ungodly man. The guilty man. The man that should have been judged. Was judged. And did die. Oh, glory to God. That you should no longer live the rest of your life subject to sin. Said out loud, the old man is dead. Dead. Crucified. Buried. The old man is dead. And we were dead in sins, but He has quickened us. He has made us alive together with Christ. By grace you are saved, and has raised us up together. Together with who? Jesus. With Jesus. When He was raised, were we raised? Yes. And what else? And made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. When He was sat down at the right hand of majesty on high, are we included in that?
Yes.
Are we in Him?
Yes.
Glory to God. We've barely scratched the surface of what this means. Why? That in the ages to come, He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness to us through Christ Jesus. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Now, every one of these verses is powerful, but skip on down to chapter 3. Chapter 3. He said, verse 7, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given to me by the effectual working of His power unto me who am less than the least of all saints is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Should we preach about riches?
Yes.
In every way. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. When man fell, sinned against God, disobeyed God, and all was lost, God still loved man. And he wanted still to show the exceeding riches of his grace to man and man's descendants and mankind. But he could not justly do it. It would not have been right, would not have been just. But he had a plan that was kept secret from angels and demons and men. How many of you, if you want some things to work out right, you got to keep it to yourself so that it can't get out and get messed up. And God kept it. He kept it as a mystery. Even people, prophets that prophesied about it, they didn't know what it meant. And the angels, the Bible said, desired to look into it. They were there and didn't know what was going on. And most of all, the devil did not know what was going on. God knew how to be able to love his man and bless his man and do everything he wanted to for his man anyway. Anyway, even though man had failed so miserably and disobeyed so fully, God became man and dwelt on the earth. And the Bible said the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus. And the Bible tells us that Jesus was and is the exact image of the glory of God. And John said, we saw his glory. We handled it. We saw him, we heard him, we touched him. The glory of God. And that glory and that life and that light was manifested. And he took our place. I said he took our place completely. And as he did, the devil thought this was his final big hurrah. He thought he was doing it now. He was going to kill the Son of God. Oh yeah. He thought, God the Father has slipped up some way and I have got access to Jesus the Son and I am taking him out. And didn't know God had it planned since before the garden. And that he was playing right into the hands of the Almighty. The Bible says if the devil had known, if the demons had known what was going on, they would not have crucified who? The Lord of glory. They would not have done it. But they didn't know. And they just went right on into it. And they motivated men and manifested through people, and they mocked him and judged him and they scourged him and they crucified him and they killed him. And they thought they had done it. But they did not know what they had taken would destroy them forever. And at the end of 3 days and nights, justice was satisfied. The price had been paid. Oh, glory to God. The price had been paid for every sin that every man, every woman had ever done or ever would do. Paid. Paid. And God the Father spoke from the throne of heaven. And he said, this is my beloved Son. Today I begot. And the Son of God was born anew in the heart of the earth, and it shook hell to the core, and it shook, glory to God, he got the keys of death and hell and the grave, and he right come up out of there, and he got back in his body, and it was glorified from top to bottom, and they saw him. He said, don't touch me, don't touch me. I hadn't gone to the Father yet. But you go and tell the disciples, tell the people, I'm going to my Father and your Father, my God and your God. Why can he say that now? Because what had happened in Adam and Eve has been undone. It has been undone. The wall of separation has been torn down. Oh, glory to God. And the Bible said he entered into the Holy of Holies, not on the earth, in heaven. The real Holy of Holies that one was patterned after. And he came in there with his own blood. Oh, glory to God. And he put it on the altar and he made an eternal redemption and bought us for all time and eternity. And the Bible tells us that God the Father, who is righteous above all, was satisfied with that and accepted that. And when he did that, he accepted you. Because Jesus did none of this for himself. He didn't need it. He did it all for you and me, taking our place. He did it as a man. Glory to God. Now, why did I go into all that? Well, I'd like to if I didn't have a reason. Because it's just, it doesn't get any better than that. But keep reading and you'll see why. He said, Ephesians 3, he said, verse 8, to me who am less than the least of all saints is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world had been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. What is the purpose of the church in the earth? Well, the Lord's building his church. His purpose is to build this church, to bring the millions in who don't know him into the church, and the church be built, and then those with the millions that are already there to all be built up unto full maturity and Christ-like perfection. He's building his church. Well, then what is he doing, though, with the church that he's building? What is his purpose? What does he want to happen with the church other than it being built up? He intends that through the church, oh, this is big, friends, through the church, his manifold wisdom be revealed and be shown and be demonstrated. Hallelujah. To the heavens and to the earth. Oh, do you see this?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Church, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me